But let's get back to the issue that's before us. The other thing I want to say to the good doctor who has put her name forward for this important position is that the Portland Development Commission is at a crossroads. We are in the process of doing a national search for a new director. Starting in January of next year, we'll have a new mayor who's in charge of the Bureau. And we are having a community conversation about the mission and direction of the agency for many years to come, which means you are coming into leadership at a critical moment in the history of the Portland Development Commission. And what excites me is all of the wisdom and judgment and life experience that you're bringing to this position to help us get it right now and into the future. So thank you for stepping up to serve, and today I'm honored to support your nomination. Aye.
So I'm very glad that Commissioner Fish spoke before I did, and also that he used the word patronizing. I have never, in any appointment in the 7-plus years that I've been here, heard a man question as to whether or not he is overburdened and doing too much. And I appreciate Dr. Moreland-Quapria noting that it's because of the partnership with Daniel and that you are able to not only do everything else that we've heard about.
Hey, please, any more interruptions, and you'll have to be excluded,
too. We're going to interrupt.
Crystal, I will exclude you if you interrupt again.
And I would encourage everybody to check your own biases, because that was actually one of my first thoughts. And then I thought, Dr. Moreland-Quapria makes very good decisions, and so she can make her own decision on this, and she can decide what's too much and what's not too much. Then I wondered about her other experience for the Portland Development Commission, and I looked at the Quapria Foundation website. So for education, this is about helping folks in Angola, and it's only been going since 2015. The Quapria Foundation will continue to build on our pre-existing relationship with Portland Community College, which hosts 3 to 4 students from Angola per year. Students come to Portland, Oregon on an academic visa, earn a degree and advanced training in health science, technology, and business, then return to Angola to employ their education. The Quapria Foundation plans to increase the number of Angolan students that participate in academic exchange in Portland Community College. So that's all well and good. What experience does she have in development? The Quapria Foundation built an urgent care clinic named in Cacao, Angola. The clinic is up and running. It will serve 10,000 local Angolans. It will house 2 physicians, 5 nurses, 5 physician nursing assistants. Basic health maintenance service and low-level surgical procedures will be performed. So she's already had development experience as well. I could go on and on about the qualifications, and I won't because of the time. I'm very honored that you're going to serve, and I would reflect that this is one of the highest volunteer jobs in Portland. It's one of the most responsibilities. It has a lot of authority to spend millions of dollars of taxpayers' money. And who better than somebody who has done so much volunteering to have worked her way up in the volunteer world to serve on this important commission. Thank you so much, Mayor, for nominating her and for putting your trust in her and her abilities. Aye.
Mills.
Thank you, and she certainly has my trust in her abilities and Portland's. First, I want to thank Camille Trummer and Julian Detweiler on my staff who vetted nominees for this position, and actually we are an embarrassment of riches as a city in terms of capable volunteers in our community who are willing to take on roles like this. So she was in a tough competition, but she prevailed because of her dedication to the city and because of what she brings to this post. The rest of her qualifications have been well discussed, but let me just return for a moment to OHSU. One of the reasons why I think having Dr. Moreland-Quapria on the board of the PDC for the next few years is going to be critical is that there was a time when medical research and that industry was not much of a factor in Portland's economy. But now, thanks to the Knight Challenge and the amazing plans that are underway in the South Waterfront and on the Hill, OHSU and other medical research, the cancer work going on at Providence, the broad spectrum of cutting-edge research at OHSU, I think that's going to be an important part of Portland's economy in the future. And in fact, I'm not the only one that thinks that, because one of the things that we did in our strategic plan for PDC was say, you know, the medical world is going to be a bigger part of Portland's economy in the future. So your expertise as a physician and as part of that organization is going to be well-placed. And this is a small board, so having people with multiple qualifications and multiple facets to their experience is really important. So I think that's going to be important as well. And then I also want to mention, some of what government does is take the community's hopes and dreams and put them in seemingly boring documents like budgets or a comprehensive plan or a strategic plan for PDC. And that strategic plan made a pivotal change. It used to be that PDC's job was to build the city and create jobs. Now PDC's job is to build the city, create jobs, and share prosperity across a much more diverse community. And her passionate commitment to that goal is another reason why Alicia will be a wonderful addition to this board. Thank you for your willingness to serve. Portland will be well served by your volunteerism, and thank you for doing this. Very happy to vote aye. Thank you so much. All right.
Time certain, no, we have another time certain.
Yeah, we've got to do this time certain, and we have a